This is JIS News. Coming up, government commits to successful implementation of the economic reform program. Private sector invited to invest in hydropower projects, and Heart Foundation of Jamaica offering free blood pressure tests at specific locations today. Details after the break.
A few time now.
Is man run things?
Cho, the two on wrong a gender equality time now.
Gender equality time?
Yeah, time for equal opportunities whether you are man or woman.
No, that makes sense.
Yeah, gender equality.
Gender equality.
Know it.
Believe it.
Live it.
Now the news. Finance and Planning Minister Dr. Peter Phillips says the government is duty-bound to ensure the successful implementation of the Economic Reform Program, ERP, based on the commitments made by stakeholders. Dr. Phillips says the development of the ERP would not have been possible without the extensive sacrifice of key stakeholders, such as the public sector and bondholders, including pensioners.
And it is out of that the Economic Program Oversight Committee came about. And thus far, it has functioned well. We agreed to share all data, all the information about program performance with the representatives in the Economic Program Oversight Committee. And we agreed further that we would have no objection to the non-governmental representatives issuing regular reports uncensored by us about the state of performance under the program.
Dr. Phillips says the government has also established an implementation unit in the Finance Ministry charged with ensuring that all the program requirements are met ahead of schedule. Minister of Science, Technology, Energy and Mining Philip Paulwell says the government is now ready to offer proposals to the private sector for projects in hydroelectricity. The move follows a recent feasibility study commissioned by the Petroleum Corporation of Jamaica, which shows that Jamaica can profitably generate electricity from river sources.
This work that the PCJ has just completed will enable private sector persons to supply to the grid up to another 20 megawatts of electricity generated from our rivers all year round at lower prices than JPSO currently generates at.
Minister Paulwell was addressing the opening of the Top Mountain Computer and Internet Access Point in St. Catherine. The Portmore Heart Academy has been officially rebranded the Heart College of Construction Services, HCCS, following upgrades valued at approximately $5 million. The school will offer higher-level programs in construction-related skills, including carpentry, welding, refrigeration, and electrical installation. The rebranding exercise was done in partnership with the Brazilian government and Brazil's premier vocational training institution, SENAI. Education Minister Reverend Ronald Thwaites lauded the partnership, adding that he has high expectations for HCCS.
I hear a whisper that the Heart College of Construction Services is even better equipped than many of the centers in Brazil itself. And if so, it ought to increase the cherish and the care and the responsibility which we will show for the investment that has been wrought here today.
The minister was speaking at the official launch of the HCCS Thursday. And the Heart Foundation of Jamaica is offering free blood pressure tests today at the Mishi Supermarket, Boulevard Shopping Center, Tropical Plaza, and the Sovereign Center. The screenings are part of activities to celebrate Heart Month in February and will run up to 6 p.m. In the meantime, the Heart Foundation has clarified a report by JIS News earlier this week, which indicated that the foundation would offer free screening throughout February.
In Heart Month, we try to reach as many persons as possible. On some days, on some locations that we go to, sponsors will decide to pay for some of the tests, which would make them free to the public. But here at the Heart Foundation, we do blood pressure, cholesterol, blood glucose, body fat, BMI, and hemoglobin at very affordable prices.
Fund Development and Communications Manager Yasmin Salmon Russell. Mobile screenings will continue on February 17 at the Christiana Health Center, Manchester, February 18 in Greater Portmore, St. Catherine, and at Seaforth in St. Thomas. That was the JIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.